We will complete this week's news with the latest news on COVID in our region. Sadly, the number of cases and deaths continue to rise, with Norwich having the highest figures in the county, with over 620 cases per 100,000 people, a higher figure than the English average. As a result, there's still no sight of a quick exit from the lockdown. Nevertheless, there is good news. The first patients have now received vaccines at the mass vaccination centre in the Norwich Shopping Centre food court. One of those who has been vaccinated in Norwich may be the oldest recipient, and she is an ex-spy and international cricketer. The Norwich Hospital is struggling to cope with the impact of COVID, and a Norwich MP has called on the government to help. Fortunately, most people are being sensible, and the Norwich City Centre is very quiet. Here is Elizabeth with the first of this last set of stories.
The Prime Minister has warned eventual easing of lockdown will be gradual, with no open sesame approach. With the country now in the third full week of national lockdown, Prime Minister Boris Johnson has warned the country is still in a pretty precarious position, as ministers continue to discuss how lockdown will be eased. And Mr. Johnson has said there will be no open sesame moment where freedoms are instantaneously restored. The PM, on a visit to the manufacturing site of the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine, said, "I understand completely that people want to get back to normal as fast as we possibly can. It does depend on things going well. It depends on the vaccination programme. It depends on there being no new variants or that throw our plans out, and we have to mitigate against. And it depends on everybody, all of us, remembering that we are not out of the woods yet." The comments were later echoed by Health Secretary Matt Hancock. "We must see the vaccination programme working and that it is on track, but we still have a massive effort ahead." It comes as 35 additional COVID-related deaths were confirmed across Norfolk's three main hospitals, taking the total number since the start of the pandemic to 900. Of these, 30 were recorded at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, which has suffered 92 so far in January. However, the latest public figures released by Public Health England do show slows in the rate of infection across all local authority areas in Norfolk and Waveney, but one, though these rates are still among the highest there have been since the start of the pandemic. This also means Norwich rates of infection is considerably higher than the national average of 504.5, than Great Yarmouth 530.5, and Breckland 510.8 also have rates above the national average.
Norfolk's role in the coronavirus vaccination programme has stepped up a gear after its first mass vaccination centre began welcoming patients. Hundreds from across the county descended upon Castle Quarter on Monday as the Norwich Shopping Centre's food court found a new purpose. Some of the society's most senior and vulnerable began receiving appointment letters towards the end of last week, offering them a life-saving jab. Those currently being invited to Castle Quarter are aged 80 and above and must live within a 45-minute drive. The food court, usually occupied by fast food outlets, was almost unrecognisable as patients were efficiently welcomed, registered and vaccinated. Among them was Don Edwards, who travelled to the city from Old Buckenham near Attleborough. The 86-year-old was full of praise for his experience at Castle Quarter and the staff for their tireless efforts. "I'm well impressed," he said. "It's free, they look after you, and I just think, aren't we lucky? I received a letter about 3 days ago, and I just rang up, got the appointment, and it has gone beautifully. I feel so lucky to have had it done. It was odd coming through the mall and seeing all the shutters down and the place quiet. There was one good thing, though, the parking. I really missed social gatherings, seeing my friends and having a glass of wine with them, but I'm sure it is just around the corner. Margaret Burnham, 82, was another to receive her vaccination on Monday afternoon. She and her husband couldn't believe our eyes when an appointment letter arrived at their Poringland home on Saturday, telling them to come in 2 days' time. Looking back on the last year, Mrs. Berman added, "I've had some very bad days, but I managed to pull myself out of it. I do miss not being able to do things, but I'm sure everybody is like that. We couldn't have Christmas with our family, but we have had Zoom meetings, so we've managed. I don't feel as if I've got much time left, and I'm really annoyed a year has been wasted. It has made us realise we took a lot of things for granted. I'm amazed at how well organised it has been today, and it's only going to get better." Castle Quarter is one of 10 large-scale sites across the country that have been added to the immunisation programme from this week. The centre provides an additional option to the local vaccination hubs, which have begun operating in Norfolk and Waverley last month. They include the area's 3 main hospitals, as well as 21 GP practices and community buildings. Last week, it was revealed health bosses intend to launch a total of 13 large centres across Norfolk and Waverley in the coming weeks and months.
An 109-year-old former spy and international women's cricketer will this week become possibly the oldest person to receive her second dose of COVID-19 vaccine. Eileen Ash from Norwich will receive her second dose of Pfizer vaccine, having been given her first jab at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital on December the 22nd. It will see her number amongst the oldest people in the world to have received both doses of the vaccine and one of at least 2 people over the age of 100 to have been given them in Norfolk. Ms. Ash, who is the oldest living international cricketer in the world, represented England for the first time in June 1937. Her son, Chris Ash, said, "She lived through the Spanish flu crisis as a child and is almost never ill. To us, she's probably the one person most unlikely to get it. I can obviously understand why she has got the vaccine and is just as entitled to it as anybody else. It does make me cross when people suggest older people shouldn't be prioritised. Their generation lived through wartime and made sacrifices for us all, so it's the least they deserve." Mr. Ash added, "She was absolutely fine after having her jab."
A Norwich MP has called upon the government to take immediate action to help the city's hospital, which he says is near its breaking point. Clive Lewis, Labour MP for Norwich South, has written to Health Secretary Matt Hancock, calling for immediate measures to address the desperate situation at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital. On Friday, it emerged that military personnel are being deployed to the hospital to help it cope with the volume of coronavirus patients staff there are treating. And 200 council staff have also been asked to help with back office roles and jobs like feeding patients and taking observations on wards to help lighten the load. In a letter to the Health Secretary, Mr. Lewis said, "Hospital workers are going above and beyond to serve those with healthcare needs, but have been pushed beyond breaking point." Among the Norwich MP's demands were calls for drafting private hospitals and staff to support the NHS and the stepping up of efforts to vaccinate all health and social care workers. Mr. Lewis said, "I feel very sorry for the wonderful staff at our NNUH and everybody in health and social care in our city. They are at the sharp end of what has become a quite terrifying local healthcare crisis. So much of this trauma, illness and death was avoidable. Per capita, the UK has the highest COVID death rate in the world." As a spokesperson for the Health Foundation think tank said last week, "We've run our system too hot for too many years, which has left us vulnerable. But it's still not too late for the government to take immediate action, which could make big differences to staff and patients at NNUH and other hospitals." The NNUH said on Friday it had discharged 200 COVID patients in a week, while figures show that coronavirus cases continue to fall in Norfolk and Waverley. But hospital staff have spoken of the pressure continuing to increase, with more than 250 patients still being treated at the NNUH, including 30 in intensive care.